From Jerusalem, this is Baruch Gartner with the Living Aligned Podcast. Teachings from the Hasidic Masters, providing the tools you need to live with greater vitality, connection, and joy. The recipe for life is that a person should be the whole day joyful, and then it's easy for a person to separate time to have a broken heart. That time of brokenheartedness is where a person speaks out his heart to Hashem, talks about the remorse for the things that he's done wrong and the desire to be better. And that hour is called his baladut. But it's only supposed to be part of the day, a part of the pie. That's the recipe for success. When I say the recipe, I'm talking here about a tried and true recipe that works. And the reason that we have to be careful not to change the ratio is because it's very easy to spiral from a broken heart into depression. So therefore, we have to make sure that it's not too much, just like a recipe for a cake. You don't want too much sugar. Sugar's good, but not too much. The same thing with baking powder, the same thing with salt. You know, a little bit, a pinch, makes the cake sweeter. Too much baking powder makes the cake bitter and you won't get the right texture. Another very important part of this recipe is that if a person does not have any brokenheartedness at all, what's going to happen then? Very important to understand this, is that when a person doesn't bring himself to task, that's an aspect of when there's no accountability below, then they take you in hand above. Kishe'ein din lamata, when there's no justice below, there's justice above. And this is like this black cloud hovering over a person's head 24/7 because this person himself refuses to address his problem. And that's why Rabbi Nachman says, through a broken heart, a person comes to joy. So it's a beautiful spiral upwards. When a person's happy 23 hours of the day, it's easy for him to set aside time to speak to God. And when he does that inner work, speaking to God, taking himself to task, he takes away the need for them to judge him on high. And through the brokenheartedness comes out a profound joy. And we go higher and higher and higher, hopefully. And that's one of the reasons why we're starting to learn about his Hasbaladus in this auspicious time of these 2 months of Adar, which are a charm for joy, especially poor. So now I want to take you into a fascinating Lekutei Halachos from Rabbi Nosson, where he talks about Purim, but he begins with an interesting subject called Nefilas Apayim, falling on the face, which is known to us as Tachanun. After Shmon Esrei, we say Tachanun, supplications. I want to go slowly, piece by piece, in this halacha, so that we understand on a more profound level what is this brokenheartedness and why is it so important Kabbalistically. And more important, I think right now, since we're right before Purim, I would love to help us understand the crazy mitzvah where the Jewish people dress up, fool around, and even get shikr, drunk, which totally appears to be against the Torah. Why would a person so meticulous about doing everything right all of a sudden one day of the year go to the opposite extreme and become a fool? What benefit does a person have from acting like a fool? How could there be deep secrets in getting drunk? I would like to understand this on a very deep level and even connect it up to our subject of Hasbaladut, private prayer to Hashem, where we'll see that what we're accomplishing in our joy of Purim is almost exactly the same as what we're doing when we break our heart in our private prayer session with God. Because there are many ways to connect with Hashem. And part of being an expert in serving Hashem is to know all the different portals that are open for you to connect. The same Kabbalistic results of breaking your heart in front of Hashem in your private prayer, the results of that connection are going to be exactly equal to fooling around and getting drunk on Purim. And that's pretty profound. Says Rabbi Nosson in Hilchos Nefilas Apayim, in the Laws of Tachanun, number 4, the general rule is, Sha'al Yidei Asiyas Mitzvahs V'Simcha, when a person does mitzvahs with joy, he merits to emancipate the divine presence from exile. And he goes from level to level until he perceives the infinite light of Hashem. In an aspect of mata velo mata, you reached and you don't reach, which is above our souls, our spirits, and our neshama. He's expounding on the teaching of Likutei Moharan. And this is the aspect of Nefilas Apayim. This is the aspect of the part of our prayers called Tachanun, supplications after Shemoneh Esrei. According to the deepest secrets of Kabbalah, this part of the prayer that most people like to skip is the climax of the unity and zivug elyon. This is the ultimate unification, the joining together, the zivug, the intimate connection between Hashem and the Divine Presence, as is brought down in the Kisvei Arizal. We go slowly from saying the sacrifices, the Psalms, we get to Shema, and finally, the climax is the silent prayer, the Shemoneh Esrei, the 18 benedictions. We are on the top of the mountain. We are connected to Hashem. With that connection, with that joy, we're going to use that elevation, and we're going to plummet all the way down into the dark side. All of a sudden, when we're so high, so connected, now we're going to confess, right, that's the plummet into the place that we lost it. And what are we doing when we confess? We're saying, Hashem, you remember we missed the mark. Now, with our joy of connection, we're here to turn around. We want to get it back. That's what we do during the week. That's called tshuva. We're turning around. We're recognizing that we missed the mark. We're recognizing that it didn't work. That's the most important part of the returning process, the tshuva process, is to say, I'm sorry. When a person does that, he's literally closer to Hashem than he was if he wouldn't have transgressed. That's the secret of tshuva. Specifically, we need to confess because it's through our missing the mark, our sins, some people call them, that the sparks were lost into the dark side, into what's called the klipot. He missed the mark, and it only produced more depression. As the verse in Tehillim says from Psalm 38, Adaag michatosi, I am in anxiety because of my transgressions. Whoa. Does anybody know anybody who's in anxiety because of their bad behavior? I guess this is somewhat relevant. The side of darkness only has life from the holy side. So the only way that they can survive is by nurturing themselves from sparks of holiness that fall down by enticing us. I liken this to a person who has nothing better to do. He wants to go to the movie, so he goes to the movie. You know, he thinks that, okay, you know, it's rated PG, and he finds out it's rated R, and then it's rated X. He was just trying to take his mind off of his worries. You can't just go into a dark place and try to have enjoyment and not get held up. While you were sitting there laughing and giggling and having a good time, a stranger's got his hand in your pocket. That stranger is the dark side. And what did he take from your pocket? Not your wallet, but your joy. And you go home depressed. That's what happens. People don't realize that. They don't know why they're so depressed. This process that we call confession and tachanun, one shouldn't think that you have to know all of the deep secrets of the Kabbalah. By binding ourselves to the tzaddikim that do know these things and performing these actions with simplicity and faith, and by simply saying the prayers, he automatically regains the lost sparks of holiness that he lost when he was enticed. What's the difference between the judicial system that we're used to and the heavenly judicial system? When a person confesses in court, they'll lock him up. Maybe they'll give him off a couple of years. But by Hashem, when you express remorse and you say you're sorry and you won't do it again, you know what Hashem says? You are about tshuva. There's nobody that's closer to me than you. And that's amazing.
Always stay connected and subscribe now to the Living Aligned podcast.